Right now, we have a special guest, as we're Melody and Foreman in the morning, and it's more like friend of the show special guest, because in about a month from now, big things are coming up for Canadian Treasure, Madeline Merlot.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
You are getting married on my sister's birthday, which is also Earth Day.
Wow. Yes, it is Earth Day, which is very cute. I love that. Me and your sister, we just, you know, we're picking the good days.
Mm-hmm. What, did you pick that as a wedding date because it's Earth Day?
No. but the way that it ended up being is very fitting. We went to a venue that I like fell in love with. I was like, oh my gosh. And they had one date left and it was this date. So that's kind of how it happened, to be honest.
The venue though is perhaps an uncommon choice.
Yeah. So it's like a big greenhouse and there's like plants everywhere and like vines. And it's like, I walked in and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So it's very fitting for Earth Day. I feel like where there's a fountain, there's flowers everywhere. It's going to be very magical for
sure.
Oh
my gosh, that doesn't sound unusual to me either. That sounds idyllic.
All beautiful, yeah, all white and draping, and there's vines on the ceiling, on the beams.
Oh
and,
my gosh.
And there's because it's April too, they have all their flowers and plants, so you can, you know, leave with a plant if you wanted to, really.
Oh,
hey, that's that sounds like a wedding favor, perhaps.
Yes.
It's a lot nicer than I was picturing a greenhouse as like a plastic flap hut full of tomatoes.
Everybody gets a zucchini when they leave.
Yes. Now we know that you are Canadian. This is in Nashville, is it?
Yeah.
Date?
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes outside of Nashville.
Any Canadian things you might want to incorporate in this wedding in honor of yourself and your family?
Yes, absolutely. So they've got some American flags kind of like on posts hanging outside. So we're putting some Canadian flags up too, because my fiance is American. So we're, you know, doing both of them. We've got some Molson Canadian beer getting down here.
Oh, nice.
My bass player's band is like playing the show. So my whole band's going to be there. So there'll be a lot of Canadians that are making the trek. And I'm so grateful. I mean, my fiance's got a really big family here. So that's why we, you know, decided to get married here. But I feel so loved that so many friends from so far away are coming to Nashville for my wedding. So
oh, yeah. The Tin Roof is where the party's going to be. And that's also where you met your husband.
Tin Roof it's a real vibe in there, you know. Oh, it's a rowdy place. I certainly didn't expect to meet my husband there, I will say. But it's a really fun spot. And I think it'll be very cute to kind of go back there. We haven't been back a ton because we met right before COVID and then everything shut down. So,
okay. Wow. But now I kind of want to know how you met your husband there.
Like I saw him, you know, walk in the bar and I was like, oh, he, you know, he's really cute. And, my friend happened to know his friend's wife from college. And there was like one tiny point and we just started talking and then we just didn't stop. Like everybody had like left us and we were just like off in the corner, just getting to know each other. And we went on a date, you know, 2 days later and they kind of never stopped. So it was this really immediate feeling right off the bat. And it was so crazy because, you know, he grew up here and I grew up in the West Coast of Canada. Couldn't be more different. Mm-hmm. And different places and cultures and family. And for us to have so much in common, it was a little freaky, actually. We felt like we had like met ourselves in the other version. It was really, really cool.
You know, for you might be a rare exception where COVID actually helped you, because if that started right before COVID and then COVID shut everything down, you had to spend time together. And that was probably the only person you could spend time with.
It's true. I mean, we definitely did. And it was such a hard time to be away from home. All my shows were canceled. You know,
yeah.
I was writing on Zoom and he's a lawyer. And so he was doing every like kind of things on Zoom and all of his court dates, everything got canceled. And we were like, oh, and it was scary. I'm in this new country, you know, by myself. And him and his family were so warm and welcoming to me. And I was really, really grateful that I had him and them in that like really weird time. And yeah, we certainly got to know each other. There's nothing to do. We just like played board games and played cards and, you know, hung out.
The bachelorette party, though, already has happened. Part of that included karaoke. So what do you sing?
I sang Redneck Woman by Gretchen.
Nice. Yep. It's a good one.
And even better that you didn't choose one of your own, because that's not allowed.
Totally.
Unless one of your friends probably tried, I might imagine.
And I don't think I would like that.
Okay, good.
No.
My friend did Shoop, like the salt and pepper, and crushed it. Like the whole bar was like into it. It was so much
fun. Gosh, because everybody our age knows the, like, I could, here I go again.
Yeah. Keep going.
Everybody knows the lyrics.
Do you?
Yes. Girl was my weakness. Man. Okay, then.
Well, my song is If I Had $1 Million, because everybody knows the words to that.
True. Someone did that one that night, and it popped off. That my friend did Piano Man, and she had the whole bar swaying. Aww. And she's like, everyone just has to sway to Piano Man. And I was like, you're not wrong.
No, not at all.
Well, we know your newest song, Slide, is here on Hot Country 103.5, but you have another brand new song that just came out today.
Yes, and I'm so excited. This song was supposed to be on the EP, actually. It was like one of my first ones that I was like, I love the song, I want the song to come out. But with an EP, like when you listen to it on, you know, Apple Music or Spotify, I wanted it to have its own graphic because it just felt different. It feels a little kind of separate and very cinematic. And I really wanted it to come out by itself and have its own kind of moment and video and own thing apart from the EP. So I ended up switching the song so that it could come out alone. And I've just been dying to put it out.
We fell in love on a two-lane road, chasing hearts on the windows out with the headlights low. Thought it stopped forever in a dashboard glow, but that's the trouble with promises made in the dark. Sometimes we run out of stars. It's the same front seat where I fell for you. It's the same cross hanging from the same rear view. It's the same four wheels where you broke my heart. It's hard to believe it's the same car.
It was one of those writes where you were like, I feel like we're on something really special, and tweaked it a ton. And my producer's production on it is just so, like, I don't know. There's just something about it that I really, really love. I feel like it's something I haven't done yet, and I'm stoked for everyone to hear it.
That's awesome. Well thank you
so much for chatting with us. We can't wait to see the pictures from the wedding.
It's gonna be good. I feel it's a lot of work for sure. I was
a little
taken aback. I'm like, dang, they are not joking.
No, it's little things that you're not expecting. Like, just it's the little ones. Yeah.
But it's the little things that you also won't care about in a couple of years.
No, but you still have to take care of them.
Just like a lot of like coordinating and phone calls and stuff. So it's been a lot of like work put in. So I'm really excited to, you know, enjoy all of the work put in and have a big party with all my friends. So I cannot wait. It's going to be great.
I've had you guys on all morning. I'm not a big fan of country music, but I have you guys on more and more every day.
You guys
are by far one of the best morning shows in the city right now.
Hi, guys.